Welcome back. I'm Michelangelo Cedarelli at Q Sirius 109 XM 98. A lot of attention last week, certainly over the weekend, on CPAC, Conservative Political Action Committee, and for quite some time, GoProud, gay Republican group, being a sponsor of it. There was a boycott by anti-gay conservative groups and a lot of media attention, controversy around it. Joining me now to talk about CPAC and the whole controversy and what went on is Chris Barron, who is one of the leaders of GoProud. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
We're just seeing reports that GoProud is not going to be included in
that's not CPAC.
Not
true. Citing WorldNet Daily is like citing The Onion. I mean, I'm not sure why anybody would rely on WorldNet Daily website.
I'm just asking you to confirm it or deny. You've been in touch with them. They've told you it's not true.
It is absolutely not true. And again, I think, you know, this is one of those. It's entertaining that the left. That anybody on the left would choose to treat credibly the garbage that's written on WorldNet Daily. I mean.
Well,
that's fine.
I'm not treating it credibly. I'm asking you. I just said we saw reports
that you're now confirming
that the report isn't true. That's great.
Correct.
I would ask you if there was a report in the National Enquirer about it. I mean, I'm serious. It's a report out there, and I'm glad to hear that it's not true.
Other folks on the left are reporting it as it is true, and if folks want to treat WorldNet Daily as a credible news site, you know, they do so at their own peril.
But Al Cardenas, the new leader of CPAC, did say to a few other much more credible media organizations that this was being reviewed, that there was a decision that was going to be made.
No, what he said was he was upset at some of the tone that we had taken in the closing days before that, in particular comments that I made to Chris Geidner at Metro Weekly about Cleta Mitchell. I apologized for using those words. My mom raised me better than to resort to the name-calling that our opponents have engaged in. And then Chairman Cardenas said that he was encouraged, and that was a good first step. So, look, CPAC was, for all the talk of the controversy, for anybody who was there, it didn't seem like there was much controversy. Indeed, the Frum Forum had a piece up saying that in their straw poll, informal straw poll of CPAC attendees, only 6% of attendees.
You called Cleta Mitchell a nasty bigot. You have also called the other groups that boycotted bigots. You've certainly been critical of them. I thought that was great. Why is she not bigoted? Why did you apologize?
I apologize because I shouldn't have used this language I shouldn't have used. I mean,
Is she anti-gay?
All I'm going to say is it's language that I shouldn't have used. As far as I'm concerned, the door is closed on that.
That you shouldn't use?
As I said, Mike, that's all I'm going to say on that matter.
That your mother raised you a certain way. So why did you say about the gay left that they equal the American Taliban, hateful, angry, and dumb as shit? Did your mother raise you to say that? Do you apologize for that?
I absolutely do not apologize for that.
Why
not? Because the number of personal attacks that were coming from the gay left aimed at me, including
that, but that doesn't that doesn't qualify you calling other people names. You just said you just apologized for Cleta Mitchell,
narcissistic Republican fag. You know, I mean that's the type of stuff. And look, even Pam Spalding, Pam's house plan has said that.
Why stoop to that level?
What I said was taken out of context because of what of the personal attacks have been coming my way, and even she said she didn't understand.
So your mother taught you to call other gay people names, but not to call anti-gay people names. That was pretty. I got to tell you, Chris, that was pretty wussy of you to all of a sudden. Oh, I'm sorry, Cleta Mitchell. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You to call gay people names, Mike. I mean, so now that's all right.
What are there not? Are there not people who are bigoted? Is that a terrible name? Is bigoted a terrible name? You called her a bigot.
Hey,
is she
Michael,
not
are
a bigot?
Are you going to just talk over me, or are you going to listen to a damn thing I say?
Well, answer my questions.
Honestly,
answer the questions and stay on focus.
You're not allowing me to respond. This is why I don't do your damn show. Aside from the fact that there's four people listening to it, you don't even listen to my responses or allow me to respond.
Why you don't do my show? What are you talking about, Chris? Chris, you know what? Goodbye, Chris. You're off. You know, what do you mean you don't do my show? What do you mean? That as if we have ever asked you to do the show and you wouldn't do it? This guy's a liar.